Mitchie had some good news for us. I have some good news if you want to help set the stage for it. It's 7 after the hour, another Doug Steffen Good Day Hour. And the listening continues to improve. That's a good deal, right? Good deal. So if Dr. Ken were here, he'd give us a little more information on this. But I figure it's worth passing along for ladies who have, and Tony, my former wife, is one of these people, who for a while, she's had four different treatments for breast cancer, or the breast cancer moved from her breast to her arm, to her brain, lymph nodes, all that stuff. And she went on tamoxifen for a while. And apparently, according to the research that's been done, the fact that women get onto tamoxifen and stay on it for a decade, if you stay on it for a decade, then the cancer will not return, according to most of the research. So those who are taking it, Tony has
said... That's good news.
It is good news. Tony has said after her last round, you know, she had her arm amputated and it stirred up the cancer in her lymph nodes. So she went on for, it was a brief period of time, an oral, a very high, strong dose of oral chemo for about 4 or 5 weeks, and was so sick and miserable, she said to the doctor, I'm not doing this anymore. I am not, I've done this now 4 times in my life in the past 20 years, and it has, the doctors will argue it saved her, and perhaps it did, but over, I only can remember the time when she had the worst shot of it, which was the second time she was treated when she had the bone cancer, and she was in an she went to a isolation unit, and they took all of the stem cells out of her, you know, bone marrow. They just drain every bit of it out of your body and basically shoot you up with chemo to the point where you are seconds from death, and you are almost dead. And then they bring you back, and after they think they've killed all of the cells, they shoot in the stuff from the cells, stem cells, and all the other stuff that's come out in the form of reintroducing good, healthy cells, the marrow cells, into your body, and that's what brings you back around again. And she was convinced then, I remember going in to see her, only the kids couldn't even go see her. I went to see her and her husband at the time. I was the ex by that point. But I went to see her, and her husband at the time went to see her. And I remember looking at her, my God, I thought, I cried. I looked at her and I thought, what in the world have these people done to this woman? And how many people have...
It's a horrible thing.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm glad my dad
died. Your father doesn't have to do it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
When we found out he had the stage 4 cancer and then 3-4 days later he was dead, while you're in shock, you're like, thank God he didn't have to go.
And he didn't look like he had it either. I mean, isn't there, some people really look like they got it. He didn't look like he had it. He was a big, healthy, rugged guy. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing.
This is something for mothers. You go back to your childhood. If you've had breast cancer, it's such an epidemic in our country, and not so around the rest of the world. So part of it has to do with environmental things or food or whatever
sure.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And so Megan, my daughter, is prone to it because it's extraordinarily hereditary. I don't want to think that. I don't put energy behind it, but she's pretty good about being on guard, if you will.
But it's better that she knows that because
right.
Then she can be on the lookout.
Yep, right, exactly. Yep. So anyway, the point is that it's good. Now, next item of interest here that I thought was good for moms informationally, comfort foods. How many of us think about what we consider to be our comfort food? Jennifer, what's your comfort food?
Mashed potatoes.
Really?
Wow.
I had some on Friday because after I had my tooth out, I wasn't supposed to eat anything, so I ate...
Yeah, you have to have soft stuff.
Soft stuff, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so. Mashed potatoes, or my grandmother always used to make me a grilled cheese sandwich when I was sick. Either one
really?
Of those.
Really?
Ah, that's a good one,
yeah.
Too.
All right, so comfort foods, 800-510-8255, mashed potatoes, and Richie, and then we say grilled cheese, right? Yeah, I can see that.
Do you mean like when you're stressed and you need something to chill you out?
Yeah, food.
I always think of comfort foods that made me feel good as a kid.
The reason I asked the question is because apparently the work that's being done now suggests that more often than not, fatty foods are what we choose as comfort foods. And there's a good reason for that, because there's something in the fat that alleviates sadness. They haven't figured out, the research hasn't figured it out yet, but there is something.
Like chocolate?
Yeah.
Is a good, like, de-stressor, but really my comfort food is a burger.
Really?
Good burger.
You know, I read a story last week that said just thinking about comfort food makes you feel better most of the time. You don't even have to eat it, but if you think about it, it makes it releases something in your brain that makes you feel better.
Ice cream is mine. 800-51 and corn. 800-5 No, I'm not kidding. I love...
Together?
Well, yeah.
You should make corn ice cream. I bet that wouldn't be bad.
We have, we're coming up with names. I'm having a contest at the ice cream, at the dairy stand, the dairy store, to come up with names, cool names for the ice cream. Like something, we came up with something yesterday.
You know what I can't stand is when I go and look at a flavor of an ice cream and I don't know what the flavor is because of the name.
Yeah.
Hate that.
You've got to end the name.
Like Lady Gaga. Or what is it?
Yeah, it is. It's Baby Gaga.
Baby Gaga.
I have no idea what
Gaga
flavor it is.
We have a baby. We have a Baby Gaga. We call it.
Tells you nothing.
It's a red raspberry ice cream with chocolate and white chips in it.
Okay. How would I know that from the name?
They ask the question. No, the kids when they come in, they ask.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it's like M&Ms. You know what M&Ms can? We have M&Ms in white. And vanilla ice cream, M&M's.
Yeah.
People love it.
You know what
that's
gets me, though, about putting M&M's in ice cream?
Right.
And people love it. But they get so hard and frozen that you can break your teeth on
them. Yeah.
Very hard.
Yeah, the texture is so different.
Yep. You're right about that. And let's see, what else is there in there? We have 24 different flavors. The blueberry, the fruity flavors are great. But comfort comes. But having an ear of corn or two or three or four, which is what I do of an evening.
That's sugar.
I'll go grab some 4 or 5 ears of corn from the cooler. In the barn, and cook it up. Corn loses most of it.
You feed the cows, do you? That's not.
No, no,
it's not sweet corn.
No, it's sweet corn. The Brazilians eat though cow corn as if it were sweet corn.
Really?
Brazilians will eat. They will pay $4 or $5 a dozen for a dozen for ears of cow corn, and it's if you get it in season, like around Labor Day, the cow corn has ears and there's still milk in them and they're soft. If you let it, if the cow corn stays out, and oftentimes I don't get chopping it until the 1st of October, the kernels get hard. Better if they're soft for the cows, better if they're soft for the humans, because you can't really eat that stuff. It doesn't digest, it just goes right through you. And you can see evidence of that depending on how you decide you want to check it out. That's a little extra added tip. So comfort foods alleviate sadness. Not that you didn't think that, but there's proof in this particular story, this article, and I thought that was cool.
Temporarily.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
The feeling.
Lasts as long.
That comes from sadness.
If you end the day and you're sad, you have whatever that comfort food is, you have the comfort food and you just work through the comfort food, and, that's how it works. If you can't, for whatever the reason, settle in on something, you're probably better off to try different things. That's why I asked what. You know, burgers and grilled cheese together.
How would that be? Grilled cheese with tomato sauce.
Well, why not just have a cheeseburger?
Do you know the place I went to yesterday had a macaroni and cheeseburger?
That sounds good.
That sounds like heavy duty.
It is, but it sounds good with a beer.
I don't think that sounds good at all. All right, we're talking a lot about food because...
You wouldn't eat a cheeseburger anyway.
I wouldn't. No, I would not. I'd eat a good grilled cheese sandwich. I've had it over the last couple of days because of my tooth. I've had a couple of grilled cheese sandwiches.
With bacon and tomato?
And no. I put a little tomato in it. But the grilled cheese, I'm using coconut oil now to cook. And it connects well with olive oil. I don't put butter in the
Why don't you just use olive oil?
Well, because coconut oil is good for you. You can take a bath in coconut. Coconut oil is like the aloe vera. You can put it inside or outside of your body, and it's good for you either way.
Olive oil is better to cook with than coconut.
Yeah, but you can't, put olive oil on your skin. I suppose
you could actually. People do.
You're not doing that. You're cooking.
Do you put it on your face as a?
People put it on their face.
Sure.
Really?
But you're cooking. What does that matter? What does the skin have to do with anything?
No, but it's good for your insides as well as your outsides. Again, like the aloe vera, the aloe cure. Now, speaking of food, how many of you have gone to DougStephan.com and found the free food?
Hello, the e-foods.
The free food from eFoods. Go to DougStephan.com. You want some? This is the whole thing. You want some free? The free food is food for the future. Man, look at the alliteration. Talking about Pam Popper earlier. free food. I'm going to start laughing now. If you want to try something that I have discovered recently, this has about four different practical applications, not the least of which is this stuff lasts for 25 years. You warm it by putting some hot water in it, and you realize when you look at the package, it's organic, all natural. The stuff isn't, it was developed by the space program, but now it's been adapted for consumer usage. And because there's so many people who want to have some food stores just put aside and they don't really know how to do it, this is the most practical thing, right? They tell you you got to have, what, if you're going to put it in the basement, make sure you got gallons of water and something that'll heat it up and all that other stuff. But if you try, even if you're not worried about all that, my suggestion is that you go to DougStefan.com, just sign up for the free food. That's all you have to do. Taste it and then let it sort of take you from there. Taste it first. It's free. E-foods, free, in the friends section of DougStefan.com. Why not try it?
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Fine here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can and prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Birthday time at 24 after the hour, Monday the 1st of August. Rick Anderson, the bass player for the Tubes, is here. His 64th birthday today, Unga Bunga. 64 years old.
Right? I'm sure they're still touring, playing that one hit they had.
Think that's it?
You milk that hit. When you get one, you milk it.
That's right.
You do. Why not? Okay, let's see. It's Alphonse D'Amato. Remember him, the former senator from New York? His birthday is today. Born in 1937. Happy birthday to Bobby Isaac, the Motor Sports Hall of Famer. Isn't he the one who drove me around the track?
I don't remember.
I think he's dead anyway. Like that. All right. So let's see. Who else have we got that we can celebrate? Robert Cray. What group was he in, though? Wasn't he in a group?
Not in a group. He was a blues guy, modern-day blues guy, who I've seen several times at concert. Very good.
Nobody cares.
Great storyteller. Everybody cares.
Yeah. Born in the state in 1953, the Robert Cray Band. He was in Animal House. Did you know that? That'd be a good bit of trivia.
I didn't know that.
Ah, see, Richie, I got you on something. Wow, he's zowie.
I did not know that.
All right, well, aren't you glad that I'm here just to occupy time?
Was he part of the band?
I believe, yes, I think he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, see if we can snoop it. Michael Penn, 53 today. I don't know this song, I don't think.
Any relation to Sean?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm quick to answer that. I don't think he is.
How about Bick?
He might be, yeah. Could be. I see. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Photograph. Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
Mark Sellers. There it is.
Great stuff.
Yeah, this is sort of big. It's heavy volume.
Oh,
rock.
Yeah.
Is not bad.
Absolutely.
What? Hey, Doug, what?
I've seen them in concert, too.
Oh, it's not.
Nobody cares about that.
Nobody
either.
Cares. Thanks for telling you something you don't care about.
I'd like to see them.
It's Coolio's birthday, right?
Word.
This guy's 85?
No, he's not 85.
No, he's
like
58.
He's not even 58.
Isn't a version. Yes, he is. He was born in the state in 1963. So I make him 48.
So then he's 48.
Yeah, 48's right. A little more.
So right. As you see on the sheet, it says 85.
I do see that. Oops.
Yeah. Good prep.
Yeah. His real name is Artis Ivy. Got the situation in hand. Taylor Negrin, the comedian and actor, who was in, Angels in the Outfield, amongst other things. You'd recognize him if you saw him, probably. Last Boy Scout. Happy birthday to him. Adam Duritz.
Adam Duritz.
What is it?
Duritz.
What'd I say?
Duritz.
Well, in any case, he's unattractive, and he's dated a lot of hot women.
A lot of hot women. I've stood next to him at Jazz Fest, and he is about 5 foot nothing. He stinks. He wears a funny hat and has the cornrows or
rasta hair. Dirty, grubby guys.
I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston dated him. She must love people that don't shower.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston had a party at her house over the weekend. She's selling her Beverly Hills mansion and moving someplace else.
Ah, the big last blowout year. You empty out the furniture and you have
that's
a party.
Right.
All right, that's it.
Hey,
there
Doug.
You go. Yes, Rich.
I've seen the Counting Crows in concert, too.
All right. Have you seen Tempest Bledsoe in concert?
I have not seen Tempest Bledsoe.
Cosby Show, Vanessa.
Yeah, good for you, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
38 today, born this day, 1973. She was on Dream Date and Monsters in Fire and Ice. All these things together. Put together the list, we've got it. Hopefully you'll all be nice if you're having a birthday today. Enjoy it with best wishes from us here on Good Day.
Sleeping in your own bed is always the best. You have just divulged to me that you sleep the best on a boat.
I do.
AARP Travel Ambassador Peter Greenberg.
Nothing for me is better than going to sleep on a boat that gently rocks.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. But Peter isn't home a lot on his yacht anchored on Fire Island. A constant globetrotter who's always crossing time zones, he's managed to deal with sleep issues and jet lag by following a very strict routine. He lets himself nap on a plane, but he never drinks alcohol because it makes him sluggish and dehydrated, and no big lunch. On most airlines, I'm sure that's not a problem.
The key to sleeping well when you travel is what you do after you land, not what you do on the plane. No matter what time you land, no matter where you go, you must stay up until midnight local time.
So, no afternoon nap.
If that means you take a long walk or shoot some basketball hoops, do anything you can not to take that nap, and then sleep at midnight, you will cycle perfectly when you get there, and you will cycle perfectly if you repeat that after you land on the way home.
When you finally sack out, open the drapes wide before you turn in.
It means that when the light comes in that room, you know it's time to get up.
This method for avoiding jet lag doesn't work for everyone, but hopefully it'll work for you. Then your trip abroad won't seem like a dream you've wandered through, half awake for the first few days. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
With the Doug Steffen Good Day program on Facebook for asking your comfort food question. What do you have? What do you find there already, Jen? What are you getting from people as to their favorite comfort foods?
Oh, my gosh. Well, kind of echoing what we've already said, we've got to vote for mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a favorite of mine, too. Do you like that one?
I like mac and cheese. Only.
Yeah. Or would you rather do a grilled cheese?
I'd rather do a grilled cheese. Mac and cheese is only good if you get the top that's crusty.
Yeah,
once you get into the inside, it's
and
gooey.
And not the orange stuff, like homemade stuff.
Yeah.
My mom was telling me, my mom and dad went out to dinner a month ago or something like that to this restaurant, and there was mac and cheese on the menu for $18.
What? It's gourmet now.
$18.
They do lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah,
they
like
do all kinds of
mac and cheese for $18.
I've got to try an $18 mac and cheese.
The noodles cost 40 cents.
Yeah.
The cheese another 40 cents.
Exactly.
They got 80 cents. How do they get $18 out of it?
I don't know.
My
all
God.
I tried it. My mom said it was good, but I don't know about $18.
Oof. Also back at the Facebook page, Mike Zadra says meat and meat byproducts. So I'm guessing maybe hot dogs.
Meat byproducts.
Yeah.
Wasn't that last week we were talking about the hot dog being reinvented by the two big companies, and because they're getting their jocks handed to them by the local and regional manufacturers, because everybody wants local everything, including local hot dogs. So they had a retool. Was it Oscar Mayer is one brand owned by, is it General Foods? I know Sara Lee owns one of the other ones. But anyway, they're having a retool because people are saying, yeah, I don't want that stuff. And by the way, it's getting around. That the preservatives they put in all these hot dogs, we're talking about the e-food stuff lasting for 25 years. There's a story. Go to Snopes, Tracy, and check this out.
Okay.
I'm at least embracing a little bit your Snopes stuff.
Go ahead.
See if it's true or not.
The story, I'll pull
so
it up.
There's a story about a hot. Somebody did some drilling in a landfill that had been capped 20 years ago. And they were down 140 feet, and they pulled up a hot dog that had been underground. And it was the same as it was when they put it down.
Let me see.
That's
gross. Let me see if it shows
really,
up.
Really, really, really.
Oh, it's gross.
But think about how long, like, a French fry from a fast food place lasts in your car.
Remember last year, this guy made news. He went to the fast food restaurants, McDonald's and Wendy's, and he put the stuff in a box and put it away. And then he made his own hamburger and a bun with the
he didn't put them. He put them on the counter and just let them sit on the counter.
Whatever. And they didn't have any mold. Nothing happened to them for months and months and months and months and months because they put so much preservative in all that stuff. That's why they don't have to worry about the freshness of their product. They never throw anything away because it's all shot up with this stuff so that the rolls don't get hard. And, you know, you don't have to throw any of them away. And the hamburgers are frozen anyway. You don't have to throw them away.
Wow.
So, am I right?
You know what? If you just Google 20-year-old hot dog landfill, some really interesting headlines come up.
Yeah.
Here's one guy who calculated that in his neighborhood, the average house landfill, 20 or more bags, 660 bags of leaves shipped to every landfill, and the rubble from the... from the World Trade Center, it is sitting over 30-year-old hot dogs or something like that. 40-year-old newspapers found in the landfill are still fully readable.
Yeah. There you go. There's no oxygen because they can't be they won't decompose down there anyway.
Lots of highlights of 20-year-old hot dogs. So, apparently there's some truth to that.
Oh, no! Really?
But they don't snopes it. Nobody snopes it.
Okay.
Must be true then.
Must be true. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the next item. I need to start each day, maybe at different times, the recalls of the day, as there are people who are very concerned. Moms are generally concerned about this stuff because they obviously go to the store, and so what are they going to buy? What ought they not buy? Dollar General Pilgrim's Pride Chicken. You might want to stay away from anything that has anything to do with food at Dollar General.
They sell food. They
of
sell
course
meat
they do.
At Dollar General?
Yeah. Did I tell you about going into Target?
Oh, Target's a grocery store now.
No.
Yeah,
did I tell
it
you?
Is.
Friday was a Friday. Must have been Friday night, so I didn't tell you the story. Friday night, after I had my, I realized that I didn't have any more work pants. I needed a couple of new pair of pants for the farm.
You kill all those old disco pants you had hanging up in the closet?
Yeah, gone, all gone.
Wow.
Yeah, ripped up, torn up.
What a shame.
Yeah. So I need a couple of pairs of new pants. So I went over to Target just to go find some cheap pants, cheap khaki chino kind of pants. Wear on the farm. They all get greased up, dirtied up, and throw them away. You know, if they last a year, that's going some. So I'm walking around. I'm admitting this to you for the first time. Never been in a Target store before in my life.
Really? Oh, it's a nice store.
Never been in a Target store. So, and it's about 9:30 Friday night, and I'm in a hurry. I want to get in, I want to get home, and I want to go to bed. Nope. I see the grocery department in the Target store.
Mm-hmm.
So I start walking around, and they have fruit.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything.
Vegetables.
Frozen foods.
It's a regular, supermarket.
Yep.
Everything's
yes, it
there.
Is.
So I got some cherries, I bought some grapes, I bought some bananas, I bought some oranges, some apples. The apples were awful.
Oh,
awful,
no, really?
Awful, awful.
Yeah, I don't
cherries,
know that
good
I'm,
quality. The
yeah.
stuff that was packaged was okay, but the stuff that was out there...
Yeah, I wouldn't buy produce from Target.
Awful. Terrible, 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 terrible. Awful, 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 awful.
Yeah.
You go down a step to the Dollar General store. Why would you buy anything like that there? The problem with the Pilgrim's Pride chicken at Dollar General is that it has listeria in it. Listeria is very dangerous. It's a form of, it's kind of like an E. coli. And if you have a weakened immune system, it could kill you. The bugs are that strong. Got to have a strong immune system and you'll be fine. But if you don't, that's one of the recalls. The other one was a number of things that have listeria. I was just thinking about listeria and how people, it can be in milk, it can be in meat. As a matter of fact, it is. Pretty much anybody who tells you that listeria, that they clean listeria out of things is not telling you the truth. Listeria is in milk, meat, most everything that's fresh. You know how we were talking last week about the rejuvenation of the butcher business? Because people are opening up, we want local milk and dairy, we want local produce, but they also want folks want local meat. They eat meat. So these butcher shops opening up again, and, you know, they hang the meat out there. It's certainly refrigerated, but anything that's out, if it's not frozen, listeria can get into it. And if you don't put preservatives in it, listeria is going to survive. It may not thrive. That's why you got to cook the meat through and through. Raw is no good anymore, especially in meats, pork, anything like that. I don't know about sushi and chicken. I can't imagine the same thing doesn't apply, but I get overruled every time I talk about
people
that.
People eat
with
sushi all the time.
People eat sushi. I think it's gross.
I had sushi this past week.
Even looking at it is gross.
Good
gross.
So
gross. Gross.
Good stuff.
How do you know it's good stuff?
Bears, he likes it.
Bears eat raw fish. It's good for them.
Right.
They eat raw salmon. Why can't I?
Because you're
with
not
a little rice added.
You're not sticking your hand in the water and picking the salmon out and sticking it in your mouth like the bear does. You're carrying it someplace.
No, I just have a little Asian guy do it for me.
Yeah, great. Okay.
It's very clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice clean knives. Good stuff.
Perfect.
Miss Kim, she owns the
Miss
place.
Kim.
Miss
nice.
Kim.
In a moment, we're going to talk gossip. This will be the highlight of the day for Jennifer because she loves to talk about things like Jennifer Lopez and Mark Antony and what in the heck happened. That's a perspective from several different points of view that we'll have here in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Calling all parents and their creative kid chefs. Put your imaginative twist on the classic peanut butter sandwich for a chance to win a $25,000 college fund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Parents and children are invited to enter the 10th annual Jif Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest. Mary Beth Botticher of the J.M. Smucker Company has details about this exciting contest.
We really look forward to the inventive creations from kids across the country. Sandwiches are judged on creativity, taste, nutritional balance, visual appeal, and ease of preparation.
In honor of the 10th anniversary, the grand prize winner will also receive an additional $10,000 for educational products. Deadline for all entries is October 12th.
We have been a proud supporter of fostering creativity in the kitchen and encouraging parents and their children to spend quality time together.
No purchase necessary. Details, entry form, and official rules are available at jif.com or jifenespanol.com. Contest void where prohibited.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
All right, so the story of Jennifer Lopez breaking up with Mark Antony. Let's first listen to this excerpt from, we have a couple of clips. The View seems to be fascinated with
this.
Yeah,
everybody is, because we didn't expect it.
Otherwise, no, please, come on.
You have any info?
They were mismatched. Maybe what caused this breakup? I think a lot of people...
Bonnie Fuller.
Yeah, she's ugly. She's hot. He's ugly.
Right. We hear that, too. Very controlling. And the thing is that they've been married for 7 years, and recently, in this last year, her career has just come back like crazy.
Yeah.
And she's been fantastic as a judge on Idol.
She's got a top single.
Yeah. Top single with Pitbull.
Commercials. I saw her in a beauty ad.
That's right. So he was getting, the word is that as she was getting more successful and wanting to have more freedom, he was getting more controlling.
Do you think he was jealous?
I think he could have been. And there were also, there were rumors that there was infidelity on his side.
Whoa. And he wants to cope with that. I know, what an idiot.
She was feeling that she could handle everything herself, and she loved having her twins. Now, she spent this past weekend, though, partying. Like, if you were going to have a great blowout birthday weekend for your 42nd birthday, she did it. She was out for dinner on Friday night, Saturday night with her friends, her mom, her manager. Oh, and she had this incredible cake. We got this picture exclusively. Yeah. She is a Leo. So look at, she had this fabulous Leo cake made.
I love the diamond choker around the neck.
Yeah. Now,
they have a prenup?
Well, that's the big question. Oh, yes. She's apparently about $40 million. She's $150 million. And she's asking, reportedly, for $35 million to continue to be a judge for Idol.
Wow.
Now, I was wondering, do you think she might have split before that deal was done?
I just can't believe that would happen. Marriage is so serious that you would put your marriage on the line for publicity.
Yeah, with the cherry.
That just seems weird when you said that.
Publicity? No, not publicity. I don't think it's publicity.
But to get more money before she had to give it to him?
I love listening to these women.
Because if they didn't have a prenup and this big deal was coming through, and she... I'm sure she was... This was already in the works, but maybe the timing...
Well, and she was planning.
My wife, she watches the Latino channels.
Okay. Right.
And there's this one telenovela, the soap opera that she likes because this one guy in it is so hot. She's like, this is the best looking guy ever besides me, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And she says, this is the guy that was in J-Lo's video that Mark Anthony was getting so jealous over because they had to do like 30 different takes of them rolling around making out with each other. And this guy, I mean, he's a good looking dude. So there's no way that Mark Anthony was, like, sitting there going, okay, I'm okay with this. Right. And apparently this guy caused the big breakup.
All right, so here are the ladies talking with somebody else named Ian Drew about the J-Lo Mark Anthony divorce.
The tabloid headlines have J-Lo and Mark Anthony breaking up, Brad and Angelina prisoners in their own home, and Kim Kardashian about to go wild on a bachelorette weekend. So we are getting the real deal behind all of the rumors from Us Weekly's Ian Drew.
With the biggest news, because this actually was so huge it made it on your covers. J-Lo and Mark Anthony, they are divorcing. There's been so many rumors about what could have possibly caused the breakup, but one of the big rumors was Mark Anthony was too controlling. So what have you heard?
Well, that's the big overall issue. Remember, this is not the first we've heard of it. A few years ago we did a cover where her ring was off. And there were problems then.
Spare me this guy.
This was very shocking to a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Get rid of him.
What's wrong with the guy?
Ah, listen to that.
Bottom line is, she's hot. She's got it going on. He's jealous. He's a little pipsqueak. And tried to control her, and she's going to have none of
that. So then the question again, she wouldn't marry Ben Affleck. She was with the Michael McConaughey. Who else has she been with?
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew. She was with Diddy. That was her first
P. Diddy.
Big public romance. Yeah. And then Chris Judd, she married him. She's been married a few times.
This guy doesn't appear to have a whole lot going for him. I mean, he's got $40 million. Okay.
He's big in the Latino community.
Yeah,
though.
He is.
I mean, he's not so much for us, but over there he's huge.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so maybe you can find a nice Latina woman that doesn't speak English and he can control. And then he'll get over it.
He's been with a lot of hot chicks. I don't know what he's got to offer. But
well, what do you think he might have to offer, Jennifer?
Got $40 million.
Charm and personality. He's
must
got
be.
Charm and personality. No, that's me. I've got personality.
Yeah, whatever.
Charm and personality. All right, I'll tell you. J-Lo could come around here. She'd probably enjoy being on the farm, don't you think?
You comfort her. I know.
Put on some jeans. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm with my cow.
Yeah. When you look at me, pulling up your sleeve so I can see the rolly bay. So you're later in the corner booth, breaking up a toast so I would notice.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Crisis averted? Looks like it, but there's still some work that needs to be done. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. All we've been hearing about for weeks, even months, is default on August 2nd if there's no deal. Well, yesterday, on the last day of July, President Obama stepped forward and said, yes, we have a deal that will avert a default, a deal that will raise the debt ceiling while cutting about $1 trillion in spending over 10 years. Those cuts, we're told, will come gradually so as not to shock the system. In fact, the reductions won't take effect until 2013, the president adding the deal could have been better.
I believe that we could have made the tough choices required on entitlement reform and tax reform right now. But this compromise does make a serious down payment on the deficit reduction we need.
The House and Senate must still approve this debt compromise, and that has to be done today. No doubt we'll be hearing lots of reaction from both sides, with members of the Senate and House saying this is not a perfect deal, but we had to compromise for the good of the country. Yada, yada, yada. Many members of Congress could wind up needing chiropractors after patting each other on the back all day. But wait, not everyone is satisfied with this apparent deal. There are members of Congress stepping forward to say they don't like it. The best quote so far is from Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri, who chairs the Congressional Black Caucus. He described the debt compromise as a sugar-coated Satan sandwich. And how are Americans reacting? Well, here's a comment from a senior citizen in Las Vegas.
If we get stuff taken away from us, we're the ones that worked all these years, you know, expecting to have a comfortable retirement. And now, you know, it doesn't look too good for us.
Here's a woman who says she knows what she has to do in the next election.
Vote for change, and they all have to go.
And recent polls indicate she is not alone with that opinion. But again, the House and Senate must act today, pass the compromise, and send it to President Obama for his signature before the day is done. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
It's going to be an interesting day on Wall Street to see how the market reacts to the apparent debt limit compromise. The Dow had its worst week in a year last week, finishing up by falling 97 points on Friday to 12,143. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. It's the first day of a new month, 1st of August. Let's check out those prices at the pump. Fill it up. It appears we're leveling off with gas prices after a recent spike. The latest AAA survey of prices across the country shows the average for a gallon of regular now at $3.70. That's up a penny over the past week, but we have gone up 14 cents a gallon over the past month. A year ago, we were paying almost a buck less a gallon at $2.73. Here's something that'll make you feel a bit older today. The Buggles hit Video Kill the Radio Star was the first MTV video ever played 30 years ago today. MTV made its debut on this date in 1981. Business at the box office over the weekend.
We're coming back.
Cowboys and Aliens tied with this movie for number one.
We're being attacked!
The Smurfs. That's right. Cowboys, Aliens, and the Smurfs. All pulling in $36.2 million this past weekend. And finally, something very special is happening in a small upstate New York town later this weekend. From Wednesday through Sunday, it's a festival devoted to an icon of comedy. Who are we talking about? Here's a big hint. Yep, Lucy herself. Each year, on or around August 6th, which was the late Lucille Ball's birthday, there's a festival of comedy in Lucy's hometown of Jamestown, New York, to salute her. But this year is special. Lucille Ball would have turned 100 this coming Saturday. So for the better part of 5 days, there'll be shows, tributes, tours, a parade, and more. But you know, after glancing at the itinerary, this festival could have been a little more interactive, with some famous Lucy episodes in mind. What about a group grape-stomping event? Or a contest to see how many chocolate-covered candies you could put in your mouth and stuff down your shirt. And, of course, you could wash it all down with some Vitamita Benjamin. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Looking for Everybody Loves Raymond in primetime?
Damn straight.
Then go to TV Land for back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond every night at 9, 8 Central.
What are you talking about?
It's simple. TV Land is cable TV's exclusive primetime home of Everybody Loves Raymond. So tune in to TV Land every night after dinner.
Dendo, what are you having? We're having a big bowl of Get Out of My House, old man.
Laugh more tonight and every night with back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Every night at 9, 8 Central. Only on TV Land.